You talked about writing an article directly back in the 1970s, but now, because of social media and outlets like the Players Tribune, athletes can go direct to consumers. On the other hand, they also get direct feedback through social media.
Yes.
Does that make the world more fraught and more difficult for athletes, or improve their stead?
This is where they have to have discipline. This is where they have to decide. It's really important to not take anything personally. I try to teach that when I coach, and it really works if you can do it. And what I find with most athletes, they think the whole world knows what's going on about them, and they don't. Every human being has their own trials and tribulations and good and tough times. People have their own lives, and I think athletes think everybody knows what they're doing. If you've ever talked to an athlete, when you walk up to them, they think you know exactly what's been going on in their life, like if they're winning or losing or what's going on. I think they need to think that the world's a lot bigger than that, and make sure they include people when they think. Make sure that you think, if you're going to be a professional athlete, I think we need to do a better job of rookie schools, how we help them with agents, we help them understand the budgets, understand the business of what you're in. You know, my former husband, my own tournament, so I knew it. But that helped me lead. That helped me make better decisions. That helped me understand how to make things work, because I knew both sides as a player and a business person. Very few players take the time to ask the promoter, for instance, say of a week at a tournament, how did you do? It's just not about the players. So the players need to understand the business. They need to understand that that it's important to talk to the media. I'm not saying we have to relook at it, and maybe we're not doing it the right way, because I think it's good that Naomi and Simone and all are talking about how they're feeling, which I think is very important. But I knew as a professional athlete, my job was to go in and talk to the media after every single day, every single match, every single day, if they're there, because we needed them. They told our story, and I still think we need I think we need everything, not just social media, not just traditional media, but we have all of these. The reason athletes are making so much more money today is because of all these elements, but I'm not sure the athletes understand that, and the more they understand, I think they'll be more comfortable. I think it'll take away the pressures that they feel sometimes, because if you understand something, it just helps. So I would really teach the business side to young professional players coming up if they want to be great athletes. I think it's really important, or Olympic athletes, because sometimes they're not professional. But they need to understand the responsibilities that go with being an athlete. It's not for tennis players. It's not just winning matches. That is not why you make all that money. You make that money because of media content, because of the betting, because of all these revenue streams that come in. So I think it is our obligation to give them attention, and also share our thoughts with them. And it's not easy, but you don't have to. You know what? I always tell an athlete, just like my parents used to tell us, you don't have to do this if you're unhappy. Don't do it. So I think that if they're having challenges, take a hard, long look. Maybe decide not to play. It's okay. Whatever you want to make your life be okay.